two elements that are essential for health and wellness are water and oxygen. We oftentimes think about the critical decisions that need to be made with regard to nutrition, prescription medications and supplements that we need to give our body in order to be able to feel better. Often, however, it's the case that we don't tend to think about water and oxygen as critical factors, but those actually rank at the top of the list. If we don't have both of those, we don't live for very long at all. Let's focus our attention today on oxygen, on breathing. Of course, that's not something we think about really ever. Let's think about it today. Let's muscle test whether or not your body, your neurological system, those sensitive neurons are receiving a sufficient quantity of oxygen or not to be able to maintain health and wellness. And to do this, let's muscle test it using the finger chain approach. So with this, you'll want to make a circle with your thumb and your forefinger. That's the big finger. And then with the other hand, also you're going to make a very similar circle with your thumb and your forefinger, but you're going to put the circle inside the circle of your first hand. And that basically forms a chain with two links. So what you're going to be doing with this muscle testing technique is you'll be seeing if you can spread apart this chain, if you can break this chain or not. The question that I ask you to ask yourself, either out loud or to yourself, is the following. Is my body receiving sufficient oxygen? And muscle test by seeing whether or not it's possible to break that chain or not. The answer I actually just got as I tested was no. The cells in my body are not getting sufficient oxygen. Now, the answer that I got just told me I need to breathe more deeply throughout the day. I'm not oxygenating the cells of my body adequately. Sometimes we're not aware, but we literally don't breathe for periods of a minute, 2 minutes, even 5 minutes. We literally hold our breath. It's a really smart thing to do if you don't want to feel your feelings. And so what we'll do to stop the feelings is to stop breathing. When we start breathing again, those feelings will move in. So muscle test the question, am I breathing deeply enough to give my neurological system all of the oxygen and nourishment that it needs to be able to maintain a steady state of health and wellness? Test that one with the chain links and see whether or not the answer to the question tests strong, which means it's difficult for you to break the chain. Your body is saying, yeah, you're breathing every so much adequately as you need to, or are you able to break the chain easily? If you're able to break the chain easily, your body is saying, no, I'm not getting enough oxygen. Pay attention. Give me more oxygen. Breathe more deeply. What does this mean? It means without having to pay any money at all you have to do throughout the day is to be more attentive to breathing more deeply so that you give your body more oxygen. And guess what? You're going to feel a great deal better. It's as simple as that. Give your body the obvious. Give your body more oxygen, and you will see profound relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. You can test this out every day. You can test out whether or not your body is getting sufficient water and whether your body is getting sufficient oxygen. And if it's not, even in the moment, it means breathe more deeply. It means drink purified water. What simple suggestions, but how many people have you heard who have gone to the doctor repeatedly for visit after visit and ask, what can I do about my symptoms? And the doctor has given test after test after test after test, all of which have proved negative. And after $20,000 of tests and after many visits, the doctor looks at the patient and says, I think the best thing you can do for yourself is to drink more water and breathe more deeply. You don't have to have $20,000 of tests to be able to figure out that answer. You can muscle test it. You can take control over these decisions yourself, moment to moment. The test today may prove no. The muscle test tomorrow may prove yes. So just make a habit of muscle testing questions like this. Make adjustments given the information that you have and see if, in fact, you can't confirm the wisdom of the answers you get from muscle testing and the value muscle testing can yield to you personally and the decisions that you make moment by moment, day by day, and week by week. The goal, of course, is to help the body return to a full state of balance and health, to make sure those hormones are balanced perfectly. And to do that, we really have to give the body what it needs: water, oxygen, and, of course, nourishment and exercise. This is Robert Rogers. It's been a light talking about muscle testing this week. Parkinson's recovery. Good day.